Dixon, a drop kick kickoff. Now, we're going to send our stats folks into overdrive here, but I'm going to put it out there. You tell me the last time you've ever seen a drop kick kickoff in the NFL.
Well, that was Michael Dixon, the punter from the Seattle Seahawks, and I know our man Dick Fain loves the Seahawks, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. Yes, he continues to amaze each and every week. There's no question about that. And that drop kick came as a result of a 15-yard penalty, because normally he would be you would be kicking off from your own 35-yard line. It would be tough for Dixon, but maybe not impossible for Dixon to drop kick it from the 35 all the way down to the 1 yard line on the other end, but it much easier for him to do it from the 50 yard line, which is where they kicked off from in that particular time. And then he actually did the onside kick drop kick as well at the end of the game when the Seahawks were trying to get the ball back down by 7.
So they're happy with their buy, as in buying Dixon.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, there's not a lot that the Seahawks are happy with right now.
Okay.
There's not a lot Seahawks fans are happy with right now. Michael Dixon is probably the top of a very short list of things they're happy with right now.
Now, Dick, Vontae Davis, did he retire in the middle of a game? Is that right?
Yes, he retired.
What, career?
Well, just left and said he's not going to go back on.
I loved how you asked that question, because that's kind of how everybody responded to this. And he did it during halftime of the game. He had players after the game on his own team saying, "I don't know what the heck's going on. This is unbelievable." They were very, very disappointed. And this is a guy that has been a very good cornerback for years and years and years, primarily with the Colts. He's now on a very bad team in the Buffalo Bills, and he plays a game and a half and decides to hang it up. He says his heart isn't in it anymore. But, I mean, my thought is, okay, we just – Can you finish the game? I mean, it's bad enough to quit after two games of a season. It's much worse to quit while a game is still being played and your teammates are really going out to battle there in the second half without you.
What was the reaction of his teammates, Dick?
Yeah, they were not happy. I mean, not everybody would say it on the – I believe it was Lorenzo Alexander was a teammate that, you know, came out and was very, very critical of it. But, you know, a lot of people just kind of shut their mouths. But, I've never seen that before in my life. A player of any sport quitting the sport in the middle of a game.
Bizarre. There's no doubt about that. Bizarre. So can you tell me, there's been a lot of disappointing teams so far, and I understand it's early days, Dick, including your Seattle side, but who are the other disappointing sides that have failed to fire so far?
Well, I think the teams that are on, I would say the Houston Texans are probably the most disappointing team in the AFC. You know, Deshaun Watson coming off the injury, people figured that they would probably be second in that division behind the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now they're standing at 0-2. Their offense has been anemic. They've only scored 37 points in the first two games. So there's a big-time disappointment in the NFC. I think in the AFC, your 0-2 teams, I mean, the Cardinals were expected. The Lions, that's not a big shock that they're 0-2. I mean, the Seahawks are probably the most disappointing team in the NFC. They have played two teams on the road, however. Really unusual for a team to start the season playing two games in a row, and they've lost both games in close fashion, although they did not look good last night. I'm not excusing the Seahawks at all, because they looked terrible in that game last night in Chicago. I think them losing by 7 is more of an indictment on the fact that Mitchell Trubisky is just not a very good quarterback for the Bears, and he wasn't able to take advantage of the Seahawks defense. The Giants are slightly disappointing. I mean, they came off a 4-win season last year, but with the addition of Saquon Barkley as a running back and Odell Beckham Jr. being back and healthy as wide receiver, I think it's pretty surprising that they're starting at 0-2 right now. But, you know, maybe look for them to bounce back this week. I would think the Seahawks have a very good chance to bounce back this week against the Cowboys, knowing that this is really the season for Seattle. You go 0-3, you don't make the playoffs. So if Seattle has any thoughts of being competitive this year, if the Giants have any thoughts of being competitive, if the Texans have any thoughts of being competitive, those are the three teams I might take a look at, because you might be getting some good value than them being 0-2, but they're probably all more talented than their record indicates right now.
Yeah, Kansas City lost their quarterback at the end of last year, Alex Smith, and some people thought, oh, why'd they release him? But they look like they found a beauty in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and that's exactly why they let go of Alex Smith. I think they knew that the top end for Alex Smith as a quarterback is just to be competitive, win 10 or 11 games, win a series in the playoff, or win a game in the playoffs, maybe two games in the playoffs. But Alex Smith has never been the type of quarterback that is transcendent, never been the type of quarterback that can lead his team to an AFC championship or a Super Bowl. And Patrick Mahomes got a chance to season all of last year. Remember, he's not a rookie this year. He's a second-year player that never played last year because Alex Smith was doing a fine job. Well, Patrick Mahomes has now tied Drew Brees and Peyton Manning with 9 touchdown passes in his first 2 games as an NFL player. That it is an NFL record, and he is on the radar now for MVP. I wouldn't tout him just yet for the MVP. I was just talking to your producer Ben off the air, who I believe has a ticket on Patrick Mahomes at $81 for the MVP. So good on you, Ben. And I kind of needled him. I said, you know, Ben, you might want to flip that right now and get some cash for it. I still wouldn't put Patrick Mahomes as one of the top 2 or 3 favorites for the MVP. But having said that, with Aaron Rodgers banged up and not going to be healthy, that eliminates one of the elite MVP candidates. So definitely, what I would do with the Patrick Mahomes ticket, I'd play it. I'd hold on to it for one more week, see what he does against the 49ers, who aren't a great team. He should have a good game against the Niners. But then it is murderer's row. It is at Denver. It is Jacksonville. It is at the Patriots after that for those 3 games. I think we're going to see Patrick Mahomes have a bumpy ride in the month of October.
Okay, so at tab.com.au, we've got the LA Rams now at $6.50 favorites ahead of New England and Jacksonville. Have they got it right, the Rams?
No. The Rams, I don't think Jared Goff is a great quarterback. They have a tremendous defense. There's no question. They have put together a very, very talented defense. But it is filled with mercurial players that could implode at any moment. Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, and Dominican Sue, all of them have had problems on the field behaviorally. Many of them have had problems off the field behaviorally as well. So, I think the Rams are kind of a powder keg. They're definitely a playoff team. They should definitely win that division. They should definitely win a game in the playoffs. But I'm going to stick with my 2 teams I gave you 2 weeks ago. I'm liking what I see from the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're 2-0. They beat the Patriots this week. And I like what I see from the Minnesota Vikings, despite the fact that they missed a field goal that would have beaten the Packers. They're at 1-0-1 right now. So I'm sticking with my Vikings and Jaguars right now as the teams that beat in their respective conference.
Yeah, that was a wild old game, the Vikings and the Packers, Dick.
It was a crazy game, and really the Packers got the shaft. There's no question about that. Clay Matthews, if you didn't see the hit from Clay Matthews on Kirk Cousins, go ahead and take a look at that on YouTube. Clay Matthews with a tremendously clean, good hit as Kirk Cousins is throwing the ball downfield. It gets intercepted by Green Bay with 2 minutes left to go in the game. That would have ended it. The Packers would have won the game in regulation, but they flag Clay Matthews, as we're trying to protect quarterbacks all the time. They flag him for unnecessary roughness, a late hit. On Kirk Cousins, the quarterback. The Vikings get an immediate first down. They march down, score a touchdown, and tie it up, and it ends up being a 29-29 draw. For now, 2 weeks in a row, we've seen a draw in the NFL. That only happens usually about 2 times per season, and we have 2 already in the NFL this year.
Dick, you're a champion. We thank you so much.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.